It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Friday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Farm Futures Business Summit. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. Less than 3 weeks from now, producers, you'll have an excellent opportunity to go to the classroom to learn some things that can make a difference in your farming operation, not only in this challenging year, but in the years ahead. Farmers and ranchers from all over the country attend this skill-building conference, the Farm Futures Summit, every year to sharpen their business skills. You can network with farmers and ranchers from all over the country, some of the best farmers on the planet. There'll be 18 idea-packed learning sessions with farmers, indeed, farm business specialists, high-profile ag economists will be on the program, too. Now, this will be at Iowa City, Iowa, the Farm Futures Business Summit, January 24th and 25th. There's a website for all of the information you need and for registration, farmfuturessummit.com, January 24th and 25th, Iowa City, Iowa, farmfuturessummit.com. While some government economic reports are in limbo, including many that affect agriculture prices, they will be out with the monthly employment reports this morning. Wall Street analysts believe that 176,000 jobs were added in the economy last month and that the unemployment rate fell to 3.6% in December. Joblessness hasn't been that low since December 49 years ago. From This Week in Agribusiness, that partial shutdown of government is hurting farmers, leaving crucial aid payments and loan payments in limbo. The shutdown has blocked assistance for many farmers who at this time of the year apply for federal loans as they pay bills due from the previous year and as they begin budgeting for next season's planting. It is also affecting aid payments promised by the White House to allay the effects of the trade war. The timing is especially bad, with the trade war affecting soybean prices. The vice president of the Illinois Farm Bureau, Brian Duncan, told the Reuters News Service, "It's just bad news on top of everything right now." Brian, who farms in Ogle County, Illinois, said between the tariffs and the government shutdown, it's adding levels of uncertainty to farming that no one wants. A 56-year-old inmate who is the only female on death row in Indiana will not be executed. The prosecutor in Lake County, Indiana, has signed an agreement withdrawing a demand for the execution of Deborah Denise Brown. Brown had a role in the killing of a 7-year-old girl more than 30 years ago. The decision was made because of Brown's mental disability. The sprawling estate at Berrien Springs, Michigan, where legendary boxer Muhammad Ali once lived, is now off the market. It reportedly sold in late December. The deal with Ali's widow came in at about $2.5 million. The original asking price for the 81-acre property was over $2.8 million. Ali spent his summers and a portion of his retirement there, near Berrien Springs. Louisville native Muhammad Ali, who died 3 years ago, was known for many things, he said, but now this one stayed with me. It's kind of an interesting quote to remember. You might want to apply it to your life. He said, "Service to others is the rent you pay for your room on earth." That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.